Jonathan Lim is a junior at the University at Buffalo, majoring in biostatistics with minors in math and public health. Born in Singapore, Lim says he was leaning towards economics and becoming a businessman after graduation, but then came COVID.
With this pandemic going on, everything changes because we do preventive measures, but nothing is going on. And since I'm not in the biomedical field, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse at all, and I want to do something to contribute to this issue about the pandemic, which is why I try to pick public health, to at least contribute to something.
Administrators and instructors in public health studies say the current pandemic has drawn attention to the social, economic, and structural consequences that the general public may not have thought about in the past. Saramona Prisbala is the Assistant Dean and Director of Undergraduate Public Health Programs at UB.
In many ways, when we think about infectious diseases or diseases that are contagious, we usually think about it with a lens that's about a medical problem, right? We use the medical model. We don't realize that there's this other profession, this other system that cooperates with the medical discipline. And thinking about how we do response efforts.
Prisbala says in the few years before the COVID pandemic, there had been a growing recognition to offer public health studies at an undergraduate level. But UB and Damon College both report a noticeable uptick in interest during the pandemic. Catastrophes have done this before. According to the U.S. Defense Department, there was an 8% increase in military enrollment following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Police and fire departments also saw a rise in interest. At Damon College, there's been a 36% increase in applications to health fields, including biology and pre-med, over this past year, 845 compared to 536 the previous year.
We anticipated that coming out of this, with all the fervor, all of the emotion, all of the challenges associated with it, that people would not just want to sit on the sidelines and that people would want to be able to help.
Dr. Greg Nayer, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at Damon, says recent graduates have been able to find work almost immediately, and the public health field offers better job security than other fields. But their program currently enrolls only about 20 to 30 students. Nair explains why.
The ability to have a relatively small cohort allows us to find the people who really want to go into this field, who really want to make a difference, ensure that we are able to offer them a really positive experience, that they're not just one of 100 people, but that they are get a very personalized attention, education, and then a career path afterwards.
UB, meanwhile, has seen a 22% increase in applications for public health studies from 998 to 1,219. Catherine Connolly is currently a master's public health student at UB, who says while she had previous understanding of administration and bureaucracy, she's been able to get a better look at how policy plays a part in causing underlying health issues.
Now's the time for me to be acting in the field, working with the CDC, working with state, local, community, all these kinds of healthcare organizations. I'd really like to be moving around and addressing some population high risk groups here that we have. You know, a lot of barriers we have to healthcare access can be relatively easily corrected as long as you've got a team of like-minded individuals working interprofessionally.
She's especially interested in working with Indigenous communities. Lim, meanwhile, studies how the U.S., Singapore, and Taiwan are handling COVID.
There's something to learn in every country. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. For example, in Singapore, the mask wearing is very important. But things like social distancing is like not really enforced here. Not just because there is a very high population here, but it's because the country is like so small. It's smaller than New York City.
Among the points the schools use in their pitches to attract potential students is the close proximity to numerous professional research centers, Roswell Park and Hoffman Woodward, just to name two. Educators hope this positions Buffalo to be an important hub in producing contributors to public health at the local, national, and international levels. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.